From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For 25 years, Frederick Brenner has been taking pictures of Jews, and this week, at last, he gets to show us his work. Brenner was born in Paris in 1959. His father's family were East European Jews, or Ashkenazim. His mother's family were North African Jews, or Sephardim. His photographs are at the Brooklyn Museum and in a massive two-volume collection called Diaspora, Homelands in Exile. In them we see a Jewish merchant in a drawing room in Calcutta, a top-hatted official of Amsterdam's Portuguese synagogue, a Jewish jeweler in Yemen, Jewish breast cancer survivors bearing their mastectomies in Los Angeles, Jewish vendors of tourist maps and Catholic religious articles in Rome, Jews in Ethiopia, Morocco, Tunisia. The second volume contains commentary by, among others, Natalie Zeman Davis, Jacques Derrida, Julius Lester, and Brenner himself. The impact of this project, as Brenner says, is to undo any single image of what it means to be or to look Jewish.
I think what the book, if I may say so, what the book achieves is that for the first time, you don't have anymore a very wide Western Ashkenazi perspective on Jewish history. But you have all those fragments which make up the fabric of a people, what we call Klal Israel, the community of Israel, and all those fragments are interdependent. And usually books are not like that, or yes, books for, you know, which are published for 500 or 1,000 people, a specific book, you know, on the Jews of Azerbaijan. But here my idea was really to be able to put a face on all these different ways of being a man, a woman among the nations.
I want to ask you about some of the pictures in the book, a couple of pictures in particular. And one, it's a sequence actually of two shots. And then the first one is of a barber shop in Leninabad, Tajikistan. You took it in 1989 when Tajikistan was still the Soviet Republic of Tajikistan. And tell us what we see. It's a barber shop.
Hey, it's a barbershop. All the barbers are Jews. All the customers are Muslim Tajiks. And when Mark Twain say, Jews are just like everybody else, only more so, that's really what this photograph is all about.
In Tajikistan, the story of Diaspora somehow involves Jews becoming all the barbers.
The story is that after the Bolshevik Revolution, Jews who were the merchants, the traders on the Silk Road, were confined in those professions, shoemakers, barbers, and all around the Soviet Union you would see Jews in barber shops. And the funny thing is, again, all the barbers here, except for one, are Jews, and all the customers are Tajik Muslim. And then when you flip the page, in 1997, I went to Israel, and I thought, what would happen if I would be able to trace back families that I had photographed all around the world? And I thought that the best thing in this case would be to drop those barbers in the Dead Sea. I mean, yes, there's...
You posed the barbers. You found seven of the barbers whom you had photographed in Tajikistan. You posed them standing in the Dead Sea, in the water up to their waists, giving haircuts to people who are floating in the water in front of them.
Yes.
Why? Why did you pose them that way?
It was so surreal. Those people who were living not far from the Afghan border, who I never thought would come to Israel. And the book is about showing the extraordinary spectrum of expressions and representations of Jews and Judaism. There's something surrealistic in this photograph. But I feel that this is what life is about and what happened to those people in such a short time. It's totally unreal.
There are several pictures in Diaspora that you took in the Portuguese town of Belmonte, and they are of people. It's called Maranos Celebrating Passover in Secret. Family, five people, dressed in all in white. And one shot there, well, they're in their attic, and they are observing a secret Passover. Explain who these people are.
Those people are the descendants of those Jews who, rather than leaving, decided to stay in Portugal after the first edicts of expulsion.
The Inquisition, back in the Inquisition. 500 years ago.
Yes. And then, in fact, they were converted by force. And then for 500 years, they were able to retain their specific identity, a small corpus of practices, even though officially they were baptized, married, and buried by the priest. Underneath, they had kept the fast of Esther, Yom Kippur, and the most extraordinary scene, which is here depicted, Passover. And this is what we see here. Those people who are going to be on their knees singing the exact same Haggadah that we sing in Paris, in New York, in London, and experiencing the true Yetziat Mitzrayim, the true Exodus, without any single written source. For 500 years, everything was transmitted orally.
You have created a project that is a remarkable celebration of the diversity and the complexity of diaspora. To put it mildly, over the past half century, the diaspora hasn't had a very good reputation, that is, the Jewish diaspora. It's been associated with vulnerability, with the catastrophe that befell European Jewry, associated with the vulnerability of the Jews to disappearing through assimilation to other societies. You seem to be making a statement here that says, no, there is enormous virtue and power and strength in this condition of being dispersed.
If this comes out of the book, I would not deny it, but it is not something that I thought before. I was really born to this very idea that our dispersion is not a curse. It's truly a blessing. It is a project. It is a vocation, which, you know, you find in Genesis.
You mean that very early commandment in the book of Genesis, to get up and go. Get out of there. Go
yes.
Someplace else. Yeah.
Lech lecha. Go for yourself. Go to yourself. Go out of yourself. Go to reach out. This is the very first injunction. And who can ever say that he to leave your land, your kindred, the house of your father? Who can ever say that he has left the house of his father? I mean, the modernity of this injunction is unbelievable. And what this book is really about is trying to give insight into this very modality. If nations define themselves by and through a territory, I believe that there's a people who define themselves by the very idea of a journey.
Well, Frederick Brenner, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Frederick Brenner's photographs are collected in the book and the Brooklyn Museum exhibition, Diaspora, Homelands in Exile.